Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read a quote and then a passage out of 1 Kings chapter 19. First, the quote by Barbara Bush. At the end of your life, she said, you will never regret not having passed one more test, winning one more verdict, or not closing one more deal. You will regret time not spent with a husband, a wife, a child, a friend, or a parent. And then, familiar story out of 1 Kings chapter 19 about Elijah. Then the Lord said to Elijah, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And so it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And there he spoke with the Lord. We are in the middle of a journey this year, believing that, as always, God wants it to be our best year ever, to be a year of impact, reaching for all we can be and all he has planned for our lives. We've considered the truth that God has created each of us unique and placed us intentionally in the world for this particular time in history to live a life of purpose that changes the world for the better and positively impacts the lives of others around us. And we have seen that to live that life requires at times that we look within ourselves and allow God to change us. Some things are hard to change, and often we don't, or we take too long to realize that to live the life of purpose and impact, to not miss the lives he created us to live, we have to change. Because if we don't, then in pursuit of stuff, of fame, fortune, and celebrity, trying to meet expectations, intoxicated by the applause, we just may miss the life and the God-appointed moments of life which may never come again. For a long time, my friends, that was the story of too many days in my life where I always tried to prove myself worthy as someone. But God, in reminding me that to him I already was someone, began to show me that some things in my life needed to change. It happened when Nathan was young, and then God would send reminders. One reminder happened a few years ago when our elder granddaughter, Hannah, was staying with us. She was 4 or 5 at the time. We knew that since it was her last day with us, we would have to drive her home to her parents later on in the day. We would leave the playroom as she left it in a state of organized chaos as one reminder of her time with us those last few days. It was the same every time we were blessed with a visit from her. As soon as she blew into the house, she would head upstairs to the playroom. And then she would empty the closets full of toys out onto the floor of the playroom with a speed which was hard to believe and play there for hours. A few years earlier, I would have felt the urge after a while to begin to straighten up stuff and put away things no longer being played with. Instead, I just watched her for a while and then left to begin working on some business matters I felt were more important. And then one day that all changed. It was a simple life-changing moment only God could orchestrate. I was heading upstairs to my study to work again. The study was on the opposite end from the playroom. I had an armload of, quote, important, close quote, files which I needed to work on. As I began to climb the stairs, my precious Hannah was a few steps ahead of me, also climbing the stairs, heading, no doubt, to the playroom. All of a sudden, she turned back over her shoulder, looked directly into my face, and as softly, yet as matter-of-factly, as I ever remember hearing from her, asked, Granddaddy, do you want to play with me in the playroom? All my past instincts to work on those files disappeared as I looked into her precious face, patiently waiting for my response. Her question, though, had a power to it, almost like a calling upon me to follow her at that moment. To change, calling me like Christ called Peter when he first met him and when he last saw him with his last words. And both times he said to Peter, "Follow me." It was powerful. And my response, to the surprise of those who knew me, was immediate. "I'd love to, sweetie. Thanks for asking me." I remember setting everything down that was in my arms, all the files and documents I thought were so urgent, on one of the steps on the staircase, and then followed her to the playroom. It was a transforming moment for me, and one that I'm ashamed to say did not occur often enough before. While sitting there in the playroom with Hannah, I was comforted by what seemed like a still, small voice in my head, perhaps similar to that still, small voice Elijah must have heard when he had forgotten that God was there in his life, as we read in 1 Kings 19 a moment ago. It came gently to me and penetrated my thoughts as I watched her busily playing. "Scott, how many more of these moments will you have?" We all occupy roles that no one else can occupy. We stand on platforms of influence given to us by God, which when used as he intended, will change lives and the world for the better. And none are more important than the sacred platforms and roles which no one else can occupy. I'm not sure we fully understand all of that as we plan our schedules with those oh-so-important business opportunities. I'm not sure we get the importance of those platforms we occupy when we schedule times with others, or for sporting events, or fishing trips, or meetings, or whatever else the world around us tells us is important. If you doubt what I'm saying, pull out your day timer, your smartphone or iPad, and look ahead at the next few weeks. How many times do the names of your spouse, some special person, or children appear there? How many times do days go by where you don't see your children awake or at all? Look back over the last 6 months of your calendar. How did you spend your time? How many times do you see the names of those special people listed there, setting time aside to be with them? Maybe we don't understand the importance of that. Too busy, instead headed out to climb another mountain of success, to achieve acclaim from your peers, to win another award or acquire another bigger and better thing. Or even if we do understand it, we delay it. We still have plenty of time. We'll do it another day, we rationalize, and take for granted that those moments will even be there at all on another day. Really? Time is short, my friends. We're not promised tomorrow. And so we end up forever missing moments with those sacred people who have been given to us in our lives, moments that we can never get back. Never. The roles we occupy in their lives are roles of life-changing prominence and potential for those who have been given to us in sacred trust: children, grandchildren, husbands, brides, parents, grandparents, friends, teammates, godchildren, and others within our sacred circle of loved ones. Each has been given to us to nurture, to mold and grow into all that God intended for them to be. Each has been given to us to make memories that matter most. The truth is that we and they will have memories either way, memories of either having spent time with them or not. I remember this story since our son Nathan was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team at the time. On January 14th in 2003, 2 weeks before the Bucs were to play in Super Bowl 37 in San Diego, a son, Michael William, was born to Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Joe Gervicius and his bride Megan. Michael was born with a disease called fetal hydrops. He wasn't expected to live more than a few days. Yet, he bravely struggled on for 9 weeks with his tiny little body hooked up to life support equipment in the hope that something could be discovered in the meantime to help him. They hung on to the hope that something could be done to change what seemed to be the inevitable. During a television account of that period in their lives, Joe, choking back tears in his voice, said that when they finally removed their precious Michael from the life support equipment, he and Megan were able to pass him between themselves, holding and loving him during the last hour of his life until he died. A sacred moment, forever filled with sacred memories and powerful reminders for each one of us of what is really important. I don't know what's going on in your life right now. I don't know who's let you down or disappointed you recently. I don't know what important stuff you think you have in front of you. I don't know what or who is bothering you or trying to set your schedule for the days ahead. But I do know that God created you and me for a purpose, to have an impact on the lives around us and in the world in which we live for this particular time in history. What is it that you need to change in your life today to move toward living that life of purpose and impact which God intended us to live and intended you to live? I wonder if you and I need to do a better job of listening to that gentle whisper of a God who daily reminds us and daily blesses us with sacred moments with those we love, with those who need us, who we need to spend time with, and in the moments and the opportunities that are before us to make a difference in the world and the lives around us. Because here's the thought: how many more of these moments will we have? Moments we will either look back on with regret or with a sense of fulfillment, satisfaction, and purpose. Either way, my friends, the memory of them will last forever. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you how you daily remind us by the people you bring in our lives of the gifts, the sacred gifts that you give us, the impact that we are to have on their lives, but just simply the moments that you give us to enjoy them, to live with them, to bless them as they bless us. Help us to not miss it, to not miss the moments. And those we've missed, help us to just get past those, Lord, to draw a line and learn and then move forward and not do it again. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. And thanks especially for those sacred trusts that you give us and the people you place in our lives. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.